talk a little bit about this week. Playoff week, that's always probably the most exciting week of the season, right?
It is. It's hard to believe that our 10-game season is already over with and we're into playoffs. It seemed like it went pretty quick. But yeah, it's an exciting time right now.
Season goes, like you said, so fast, 10 games already down, and you put in a lot more than 10 weeks getting ready for it.
Yeah, I don't think people realize like how early we get started on this stuff. But, when this season ends, I'll probably take some time off till about Christmas and get through Christmas break. But once Christmas break is over with, you start getting ready for the next season. Actually, the season probably starts with the clinics and stuff that come up in February. So I start sitting down, figuring out what we're going to do. And like this year, talking to Coach Eddie, back in end of January, February, and start getting things lined out. And then the end of the school year comes up. You know, if we're fortunate enough to be able to run spring ball, we'll try and run spring ball, but we had to wait till school got over with. So we did that actually at the beginning of June, and then started in June, gave him some time off, had football camp, gave him some more time off, and then at the end of June we started our summer conditioning, and then we pretty much went right through until the beginning of the season. So it's a long process. It's tiring.
Well, you've been in the playoffs, I think, every year that you've been here. You missed one.
I think we missed my first year.
You've had experience in the playoffs, but this is the first time getting a bye. So how has that been different?
You know, I'm not sure if we like it, to be honest with you. You get in that routine of, practicing, and you got that game coming up. So I'm not sure if I like it or not. We'll see on Thursday night what happens there. But it does give you a chance to heal up, but... I'm hoping that our guys are ready to play mentally, though, after having a little bit of time mm-hmm. off. So,
how did you use the bye week?
Well, we went back to basics is really what we did. We went back to like what we teach in double days. We took a look at the last Truckee game, and we weren't doing some things. I know, like Coach Gillespie and on the defensive side of the ball, there were some things that we just weren't doing. We weren't doing our techniques with our defensive line or defensive ends. We noticed that we were starting to get sloppy in things instead of, keying the hip of our defensive lineman. We were getting caught looking in the backfield. And when you do that against a team like Truckee that tries to use deception, hiding the football from you, that, it can get you beat. So we went back to basics these last weeks and just really drilled our keys and reads and how that plays into the whole scheme of things. So
you spent most of the time just working specifically on yourselves and not so much on what the opponent was going to be.
Right. That's, don't get me wrong, we knew we were either going to play Truckee or South Tahoe. So, during some team time, we did grab plays from both. We ran Truckee stuff. We ran some North Tahoe stuff that we were going to see. But we worked on our keys and reads in those offenses. Mm-hmm. And I think we've got some things cleaned up. I think we've got some things cleared up. But we'll find out again, like I said, on Thursday. And on that offensive side of the ball, we were able to fine-tune a few things, but also incorporate a few wrinkles that we're going to probably need. Plus, we've been working on finding some of our special teams guys that we need to.
The game being on Thursday, little bit different than normal routine, but your last game was on a Thursday, so does that kind of help a little bit to adjust to a shorter week?
No, the routine part's not so much, because having the bye, we were able to do some things to prepare, but, the thing that the biggest thing that's not in our routine is we don't have a game right before ours. We're the only game. Mm-hmm. So there's things that we can do, I'm trying to brainstorm a few things that we do, kind of like what we did back home, where we can get the kids in there and we can get them more focused. And you don't have to worry about, is the JV or the freshman game running late or anything like that. You can kind of just time things out. So, we'll probably go out and do warm-ups and things like that on the field and set up on our grass area.
Yeah. You mentioned special teams. That's one of the issues that maybe having 2 weeks gave you a little bit of chance to figure that out with the injury that Cooper had in Dayton, and I assume he's not going to be able to kick. So you're gonna be able to have a couple of weeks you've had for someone else to get ready to kick.
Yeah, we've been working on that, and you know, trying out some different punters, trying out some different kickers, and trying to get one nailed down that we feel comfortable with. And we had a few options there, but you know, some of them didn't pan out. You know, like Cameron Bertok, we were thinking about him, but I guess punting hurts in the knee that he had surgery on, so you know that's not an option anymore. But otherwise, you know we did some hunting around, worked on our long snapping a little bit, and because we had an injury there with our long snapper too. Thomas Chapin had a hip flexor pull, and well, now we got him back, got him snapping again, and you know he's pain free, so he's ready to go. He should be ready to go.
So who's going to handle extra points, field goals, kickoffs? Do you know yet? Or
yeah, we have a pretty good idea, but that would be a game time decision.
Okay,
so, that's still in the process.
Uh huh. Are you confident in how it's going to work out for you? How well that they can, if you need to make a kick, are you confident sending them out there?
Not yet. You know, not yet, but we're working on it. We're seeing what we can do. We're also getting some other things done offensively where we can you know, maybe go for two a little bit more than we have in the past.
So when you think about your season as a whole, I honestly, one of the most impressive things about the season has just been how much your kicking game improved from San Francisco to Dayton, and you know, and that's where Cooper got hurt. But the early season, your kickoffs were going out of bounds, and now you're booming touchbacks. So
yeah, I mean that was at the beginning of the year, you weren't the only ones. We were kind of going, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. But, they have really done a good job improving. You know, Coach McCullough spends a lot of time on his special teams, and he spends a lot of time in front of the computer getting things figured out, talking to coaches at clinics, and, you know, and just staying with it. You know, that's something that we practice with our kids every day. As soon as we get out of our meetings, we go down, they get dressed, we do a quick warm-up with them, and then we go right into specialty time. And you know, that's what they do. They punt, they kick, they snap, they do punt snaps, they do PAT snaps, they field punts, they field kicks, you know, and we do that every single practice that we go out there. So you know, I feel, and I hope Coach McCullough feels this way, but we do devote a lot of time, quite a bit of time, probably more than a lot of our competitors do to special teams, you know. So we do address it, and we want to be good in all three phases, and that's definitely an important phase.
Special teams is probably the biggest impact that losing Cooper Henderson is going to have, but you know, he's in that rotation in the slot position. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have to shorten the rotation or change things up there? How's that going to work?
No, not really. I mean, we got some other slots I think can step in and help us out there. Cooper's one of our faster ones, though. You know, that's not something you can really coach or anything like that. But you know, he's one of our faster slots out there. But you know, as far as the slots go, we should be okay. You know, we got a couple younger kids in there too that we brought up. But you know, we try to keep our terminology as similar as possible from level to level. But still, there are differences between JV and varsity. Mm-hmm. So
as far as Truckee goes, they beat South Tahoe and advance here to play you guys. They played actually South Tahoe 2 weeks in a row. Did you get a chance to watch those games?
Not a whole lot. The second game, the first playoff game, we were able to stream that into our school. And so we called the kids in to watch. And we were able to watch the game as it went on, you know, looking for any new formations, anything new that they did. And so we were able to see that part of it. The problem with streaming it in is you're not able to pause it or back it up, you know, rewind it or anything like that. So that game film we did not get, but we did get their first game that they had with Dan, or with South Tahoe, because we're on a mandatory film exchange. But you get that kind of late and don't do a whole lot with it, just kind of go through it, look for any differences, look for anything new. Mm-hmm.
Truckee is a team that you just had a recent game with, too, and it was a classic, really. But I would assume that both teams go into this game. You guys go in, and the way that game was, you're up 20-0, and they score with 51 seconds left, and then you score with 6 seconds left and win it. But I would assume that you're looking at that going, if this and this and this hadn't happened, they would have never came back. And they're looking at it going, if this and this and this happened, they never would have got that lead. So both teams are going in thinking, if we do things just a little bit different, we'll win.
Yeah, I think so. You know that they got to be thinking exactly what you said. And we definitely, I mean, we look at some things that we were not doing on the, especially on that defensive line, you know, what I coach, you know, things that we were not doing. We're, like they said, we were addressing those and trying to get those fixed before we meet them again. And then, on the offensive side, we just had too many penalties again, too. So we are addressing that also, you know, getting some things right. We had a couple delay game calls, you know, where we lined up initially in the wrong formation, and so we tried to get it fixed out there on the field and to run our play, and we run out of time. So, I tell you, I mean, working with guys at this age, it's nice, it's fun, but sometimes their attention span, I think, or they let emotions get them, which clouds their thinking a little bit. So,
yeah.
You know, we did line up in a few wrong formations and then tried to fix it, and we ran out of time. But, you know, between penalties and then I think when we did get up on them 20-0, I think we were kind of we thought, hey, you know, this isn't going to be that tough, and we got a little complacent, and then we got a little, you know, then they came roaring back. So,
but while you were building that lead, they moved the ball pretty well and turned the ball over twice deep in your territory. And then when they were coming back, you had the snap over the punter's head
that was a tough one.
Basically gave them a free touchdown. So a lot of those things that could have gone either way, and you could have won by two touchdowns, or they could have won the game. Yeah. So you go into this game and think that basically all of those scenarios are possible this week, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially the long snapping.
Uh-huh.
That's always – that's the scariest part of the game for me is the punt team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that snap and then all the things that can happen with it. You know, that snap over the head, that was 36 yards it ended up being.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, you know, that's a very good offensive play, 36 yards. But
you know, most people who watch football, you know, they see offense and defense, but the biggest yardage exchange in a game is a punt, whether you punt and pin them deep or they block the punt or they return it for a touchdown or you, so many things that can happen on a punt play. And maybe that's the part of the least that gets the least attention.
That is true, and you know that's one area we try to focus on a lot. In fact, our pregame, we give it quite a bit of emphasis there. You know, and I don't have any problem with it because we think it is the most important play in football.
Well, played Truckee a couple weeks ago. You kind of got a sense of how good they are, and they maybe found out how good you guys are. So going into the game this week, what are you expecting to have to do in order to win?
You know, I think those kids from Truckee, they got a very good tradition, and you know, they work hard to live up to it. You know, I think one thing you can always get with the Truckee team is they will play hard. They will come after you, and especially, you know, their linebacker crews and D lines and everything like that. You know, they will come after you. They will hit you. You will know that you're in a football game. And I just think their effort is always really, really good. You know, they always play hard. And they're no slouch. They're a good team. Mm-hmm. They're a very good team. And, you know, I wouldn't be lying if I wasn't worried about anything. But, yet, you know, I got concerns. I got worries. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we don't make our mistakes and shoot ourselves in the foot too often.
Well, as a spectator, that game 3 weeks ago was just one of the best football games I've seen in a few years. And as a spectator, I hope that it's another good one, but I know you're hoping it's probably not nearly as exciting, right? Yeah.
I hope it's a blowout. I hope we beat them by 35 points. Yeah. You know, those are a lot less stressful. I'm getting a little old now.
Yeah.
So. But that was a good game.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
But good luck to you guys on Thursday, and appreciate you taking a few minutes.
All right, Robert.